way, the two of us went on to create our own interlocking system of myths. Do you see what I mean? We would get carried away telling each other the story every day. We would talk for hours about the names of the animals in the zoo, about the sheen of their fur or the color of their eyes, about the different smells that hung in the air, about the names and faces of the individual soldiers, about their birth and childhood, about their rifles and the weight of their ammunition, about the fears they felt and their thirst, about the shapes of the clouds floating in the sky. I could see all the colors and shapes with perfect clarity as I told the story to Cinnamon, and I was able to put what I saw into words, the exact words I needed, and convey them all to him. There was no end to it. There were always more details that could be filled in, and the story kept growing deeper and deeper and bigger and bigger.
Nutmeg smiled as she spoke of those days long ago. I had never seen such a natural smile on her face before.
But then, one day it ended,
she said.
Cinnamon stopped sharing stories with me that February morning when he stopped talking.
Nutmeg paused to light a cigarette.
I know now what happened. His words were lost in the labyrinth, swallowed up by the world of the stories. Something that came out of those stories snatched his tongue away, and a few years later the same thing killed my husband.
The wind grew stronger than it had been in the morning, sending one heavy gray cloud after another on a course due east. The clouds looked like silent travelers headed for the edge of the earth. In the bare branches of the trees in the yard, the wind would give a short, wordless moan now and then. I stood by the well, looking up at the sky. Kumiko was probably somewhere looking at the clouds, too. The thought crossed my mind for no reason. It was just a feeling I had. I climbed down the ladder to the bottom of the well and pulled the rope to close the lid. After taking two or three deep breaths, I gripped the bat and gently lowered myself to a sitting position in the darkness. The total darkness. Yes, that was the most important thing. This unsullied darkness held the key. It was like a TV cooking program.
Everybody got that now? The secret to this recipe is total darkness. Make sure you use the thickest kind you can buy.
And the strongest bat you can lay your hands on, I added, smiling for a moment in the darkness. I could feel a certain warmth in the mark on my cheek. It told me that I was drawing a little closer to the core of things. I closed my eyes. Still echoing in my ears were the strains of the music that Cinnamon had been listening to repeatedly as he worked that morning. It was Bach's musical offering, still there in my head, like the lingering murmur of a crowd in a high-ceilinged auditorium. Silence descended and began to burrow its way into the folds of my brain, one after another, like an insect laying eggs. I opened my eyes, then closed them again. The darknesses inside and out began to blend, and I began to move outside of myself, the container that held me, as always.
15. This could be the end of the line. Mei Kasahara's point of view, 3.
Hi again, Mr. Wind-Up Bird. Last time I got as far as telling you about how I'm working in this wig factory in the mountains far away with a lot of local girls. This is the continuation of that letter. Lately, it's really been bothering me that, I don't know, the way people work like this every day from morning to night, it's kind of weird. Hasn't it ever struck you as strange? I mean, all I do here is do the work that my bosses tell me to do the way they tell me to do it. I don't have to think at all. It's like I just put my brain in a locker before I start work and pick it up on the way home. I spend 7 hours a day at a workbench, planting hairs into wig bases, then I eat dinner in the cafeteria, take a bath, bath, and of course I have to sleep, like everybody else, so out of a 24-hour day, the amount of free time I have is nothing. And because I'm so tired from work, the free time I have, I mostly spend lying around in a fog. I don't have any time to sit and think about anything. Of course, I don't have to work at weekends, but then I have to catch up on the laundry and cleaning, and sometimes I go into town, and before I know it, the weekend is over. I once made up my mind to keep a diary, but I had nothing.